Coming up tomorrow on The Breakfast Gang, what's inside of a cat? Animal tester Brian McDavis is going to be here with all sorts of critters for us to slice into. Even you, Rebecca.
Oh my God, no way. That sounds like so much fun.
Soap opera hunk Fritz Enclave is here. Whoa. Hey, Bob the cameraman, you make sure to get a crotch shot of Rebecca when Fritz stops by. Drip, 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 if you know what I mean. I'm trying to do a promo here.
No, seriously, guys, he is hot.
He's in the studio to talk about his mentally retarded son and the need for more medical funding.
I feel like his nipples.
Calm down, Rebecca. Plus, even with an African-American president in the office, the William Gates saga shows race can still be a hot-button issue. Will this country ever be able to heal? A panel discussion. And we play What's the Black Person Say?
Woohoo!
You love that game, don't you, Rebecca?
No, no, no. I want my fucking fried chicken and LeBron James.
My princess.
All of this and more on tomorrow's Breakfast Gang, right here on DVN.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lulz.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it. We got it. Flea market. Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're doing it right
there. Yes. Oh, the Breakfast Gang. You know, I hate morning radio so much. And the Breakfast Gang, pretty much like every single morning radio show I've ever heard in my life. They're all the same. They've got the guy who's wacky. Usually there's a girl who's there just to act appalled or outraged. I can't believe what you're doing. You're crazy. And there's the stunt guy named Snot or Turd or something. And the stunts that the stunt guy does are never real. I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, but yeah, you know, like on morning radio, the local morning show will be like, all right, we got Turd out in the parking lot. He's in a car. He's going to crash into a wall going 80 miles an hour. It's all sound effects. None of it is real. If it was real, you'd see video of it. They would fucking tape it and shit. No. Or they'd invite people out to the parking lot or the raceway or where they're having this stupid event. So, you know, morning radio just blows. Speaking of which, I've got a new morning show next week. Yes, all next week from 7 to 8 in the morning Eastern time. Join Timmy Boo Henson for Distorted View in the morning, in the AM. It's the morning dump.
It's the morning dump.
Yeah. Lasers and fart sound effects. Again, I'm a 12-year-old. All right, so I thought I would do something different, and that's where this idea to do the morning dump once again. You know, I did it many years ago on the show. I think I don't know if I did it live or not. I can't really remember. But yeah, next week, 7 in the morning Eastern time to 8, I'll be doing a live morning show. You know, get you ready. Get your day started. I'll take some calls. I've got some guests planned. You know, fucking authors and shit. Oh. I just threw up in my mouth. The thought of having to talk to someone who's trying to promote a book or a project, it's making me physically ill. No, I mean, some of the people that I have, experts and authors and stuff, seem kind of cool. I know I probably will get into a fight with a few of them. This will probably be the only week for the morning dump, because I won't be able to get guests after this. But no, some of the people seem cool. It's going to be fun. We'll do some other stuff too. Like I said, I'll be taking calls. I'll talk about stuff that's in the news, play clips. It's going to be a little different than the podcast, because it is going to be live, and you know, it's a morning show after all. And don't worry, this will not interrupt the podcast. I'll still be posting a normal episode of Distorted View Daily at the normal time. The other thing I wanted to mention is you can listen to it live. It is going to be on DV Radio. If you don't catch it live, though, you have to sign up for the Sideshow to listen to the archive. I'll be posting it up on the Sideshow exclusively. All right, so that's the morning dump starting Monday, 7 to 8 a.m. I'm getting up early for you freaks. I'm going to help you start another pointless day in your sad, meaningless existence.
It's the morning dump.
Yeah. That's That's the tagline, pretty much. Helping you start another meaningless, pointless day in your sad existence. Look, it's not a cheery morning show I'm going for here. All right, let's get into some audio. Then we'll get into the news, play some voicemails, and call it a fucking day. Kicking things off with a blooper, Corey emailed this to me. It's very interesting. It's an announcer doing a commercial for the Ice House.
Full of icy fun. Remember the Ice House? Yes.
Uh-oh. It's like a skating rink or something.
Big and beautiful, baby. Big and beautiful.
Yeah, he started to cough. Fucked it up. So let's take two on that, all right? Oh, not quite yet. Not ready. Take a sip.
All right, now here we go. We're going to take this spot and we're going to do it right. We're not going to fuck it up anymore. Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch. We're going to do this motherfucking cocksucker right. You better fucking well believe it, baby.
All right.
Are you ready, you cocksucker? Here we go, you motherfucking sorry son of a bitch, low-life dick-sucking bitch.
All right. I love, like, the circus music in the background.
The Ice House is now open to the public, and what will we do at the Ice House?
It's fun for all ages. Come on down, kids. Motherfucking piece of shit.
We're not going to the... Yeah, we're going to go there and shit. That's all we're going to
do.
We're
going to
go and we're going to fuck everybody's wife. Except our own, which would be a goddamn fucking disgrace. Had a goddamn spiked nail, I'd chew that motherfucker up.
What?
Spit it out my asshole. Fucking ice house. Who ever thought of opening up a cock-sucking ice house? The gallery is one fucking thing. This shit is something
It's so
else.
Funny listening to someone record and, you know, start to get frustrated because I've been there, you know. I've had to record many stupid bits for this show. And when you can't get it, you really do start to hate the script. You hate yourself. What the fuck? Fuck, stupid motherfucking ice house. Who wrote this? Why am I doing this? It's not worth it. You know, I've said that many times. All right, let's continue on here. Oh, and once you fuck up once, forget about it. You're done. It's going to take an hour to get the next line out.
There's one fucking thing. This shit is something else. Motherfucking shit. Piss. Hell. God damn. You got to do these fucking spots for them. The son of a bitches probably won't pay the fucking bill. I hope they fucking go broke. That's it.
So come on down to the Ice House. I hope they go fucking broke. The Ice House. Fun for all ages. Come on down. Start it again.
All right, we're going to take this son of a bitch one more fucking time.
From
and
the top.
I mean, this is the last fucking time we're going to take it.
Oh, yeah, I've said that many times, too. All right, this is the last fucking time. And then, it, you know, 15 more times after that.
You motherfuckers ready? All right, here we go.
Next time I do a bit, I'm going to keep all of the outtakes just to show you guys how much work I put into it and how frustrated I get. It's probably going to be funnier than the bit.
One fucking last fucking mother hunching time. The Ice House is now open. Now open, goddammit!
Oh, yeah, the scream. Let's hear that one more time.
Mother hunching time. The Ice House is now open. Now open, goddammit!
All right, we get it. The Ice House is now open. Moving on. I have got an extremely awkward cam whore situation here. We've played a bunch of clips like this. Now, you understand how cam whoring works, right? A girl gets on camera. There's a chat room. It's pretty much free to view. And then you can tip these broads tokens, and they'll do stuff like shove dildos in their pussies. This particular cam whore session features a girl and her mother. Dun, 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 and things get really weird, really awkward, really fast.
Mom, stop fucking falling.
Sorry, I almost fell on you.
Yeah, okay. She's drunk out of her mind. Surprise, surprise.
Mom, stop fucking falling.
Sorry, I almost fell on you.
Ah, you? Yeah, okay, good example for your daughter. All right, they're both fucking topless at this point.
Mom's fucking drunk as fuck right now. That's why she's fucking crawling everywhere.
If she shows her pussy, I'll show mine too. So,
great.
Pussies, just not together. Don't be gross.
Yeah, that would take like...
Yeah, what? So they won't show their pussies at the same time, because that would be gross. But they're going to take turns. But they're still in the same room and everything.
5,000 tokens. Because we're not like that. I don't even think you could come up with that. I said 5,000 tokens just because...
It's the mother.
I don't think you got it.
I don't know what this guy suggested, but I'm sure it was really disgusting, right? Like the mother... slapping on a strap-on and fucking her daughter in the ass or something, probably.
If you did, I would be completely shocked and amazed. And then I would have to say, oh, crap. I don't even think I would ever do that, even for money.
I love you.
Yes,
Brevity Buck's coming.
I love you, sexy bitch.
I love you, too.
Now, this is how mothers and daughters talk to one another, right? You sexy bitch. I love you.
Yeah. If you want fucking... 100 tokens, and I'll give you fucking more, like more than we've already fucking showed you. This fucking thing right here, I'll show you up my fucking pussy if you give me 200 tokens.
All right, she's got a jelly dildo. Maybe from Adam and Eve. Maybe she got the product half off by using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Plus 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift at adamandeve.com. 50% off just about any item. That's like half off. All right, listen, enough of this. All right, so this the mother is like... is in the background, like, stripping down, showing off her pussy. Meanwhile, the daughter in the foreground is waving around a jelly dildo, saying she's going to shoot it up her fucking pussy if you give her 200 tokens.
5 more tokens, and I'll show it up my fucking, like, pussy.
No, 100.
I know, but I've already had too much 200.
No. Yeah, so she already got, like, 200 tokens for this.
100.
The mother is now bending over on top of her daughter, who is also standing up, bending over, and the mother's, like, rubbing her tits on the girl's back. And they're grinding up against one another.
They wanted it.
Now, what's great is the mother is just typing, right? And behind her, you see the daughter starting to mess around with that dildo. Put the dildo up her cunt. Mother doesn't realize what's going on. And you'll hear in a second the mother asking, what the fuck are you doing?
Why isn't there batteries in this?
What are you doing? Tell me you're pretending.
Nope, that thing's really being jammed in her cunt. Oh god, I think they're gonna fall over. Yep, there they go. Now, I thought the mother was upset because she didn't want to see her daughter using a dildo in front of her. I thought that's kind of where she drew the line, but that's, I guess, not the case.
Tell me you're pretending.
No.
Pretending?
You're doing it for nothing. Stop.
You're doing it for nothing.
Temper.
She's pissed off because she's not getting money for the dildo and the cunt trick.
She is.
That was kind of English.
Stop.
You know you she is.
Are you fucking yourself?
I'm not gonna fucking sit here anymore. Fucking.
You. Oh my god.
The mother's kind of freaking out now. I think she's sobering up. Do I got more tokens?
Babe, we have to do this separately.
Finally, the mother gets a little skeeved out. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, guys, very important. Sign up for the Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. I just posted a video the other day of a test show. Plus, you'll get other exclusive content like our morning dump episodes next week. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing, superfreaksideshow.com. In the coming weeks, we'll be doing another Sideshow exclusive week. So sign up right now. So you don't miss that, where every single podcast is going to be just for Sideshow members. That'll be sometime, towards the end of October? Or maybe November. I can't remember what I decided on. But be on the lookout for that. Sign up right now. Help support the program. It's very important you do this. Otherwise, I will be out of a job. And no more Distorted View. And that would be very sad for everyone involved. All right, listen. Three quick stories now, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, oh, it's a sad day. Where's my taps at? Oh, shit. I was supposed to have taps ready. I gotta pay tribute to a legend here. Now, I talk about death all the time on the program, but I rarely play taps. I reserve that for people that I really respect. And today is one of those days. Do you know the name Larry Sloan? Probably not. But he's a very important man. He's the co-creator of Mad Libs. I love Mad Libs. Mad Libs is great for a couple reasons. One, it's a game you can play as a young kid, and you just think it's the funniest thing in the world. And then as you get older, it stays funny because you start playing it a little bit differently. You start, you know, making dirty Mad Libs, and it's just as funny as it was when you were a kid. No Nonsense was big business for Larry Sloan, who co-founded a Los Angeles publishing company in the 1960s to print books that were blueprints for silliness. The series of word game books, Mad Libs, became absurdly popular and marked its 50th anniversary in 2008. More than 110 million of the slim paperbacks have reportedly been sloaned. The last survivor of the trio of founders of Price Stern Sloan Publishing. It's hard to say. Price Stern Sloan Publishing. I guess it's not. I'm just drunk. Died Sunday at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after a brief illness, said his daughter, Claudia. He was 89. Now, the real reason I bring this up, of course, is because we here at Distorted View play Mad Libs occasionally. Our own version of Mad Libs, in which Corey calls up and asks for all sorts of words, like verbs and other type of words. I don't know. I only know verbs. Nouns, that's another one. Adjectives, like lumpy. Words like that, right? So he asks me for the words, and then I say them, and then he cuts out the audio of me saying those words and sticks them into a famous Distorted View clip. I have an example here. This is probably one of my favorites.
The Henderson Equine Castrating Instrument is based on the design of the Henderson Tool for castrating
blacks.
The Henderson Tool offered a safe and
persnickety
alternative to castrating
blacks
by cutting or banding. After hundreds of thousands of successful castrations on
fatties,
Stone has modified and perfected the Henderson
bloody
instrument for
goddamn dirty apes.
Now, horse owners and equine practitioners can enjoy the same benefits with the Henderson
bloody
castrating instrument. The Henderson
bloody
castrating instrument represents a quick,
moist,
and highly effective method of castration. Sedate the
stuttering imbecile
with the correct dose of
crystal meth.
Oh, meth.
And wait a couple of minutes for the drugs to take effect. Thoroughly wash and
chew
the entire scrotal area.
Fillet
the scrotum to make grasping the testicles easier. Inject each testicle with
nachos
or another suitable local anesthetic.
Every party could use some nachos.
It is possible to
finger my mother's cunt
with the Henderson instrument using the
cunt blast
procedure featured in this presentation. The Henderson
bloody
castrating instrument offers a safe, easy,
grotesque,
and cost-effective method of castration. Castration using the Henderson instrument and the techniques demonstrated in this program results in very little
progeria,
less
amputation,
and
accidental vasectomy,
infection, and trauma.
Clamp down on that goddamn
testicle
and bite it off! All right, there you go. It's the Henderson Castration Tool Mad Libs. Larry Sloan, you will be missed. All right, second story we have for you today. Cat poop coffee. Oh, this again. Every year, there seems to be a news story about this cat poop coffee. It's not new. We all know about it. Kopi Luwak or whatever. It's an Indonesian brew, I guess. It's super expensive. Like $60 for an ounce of beans. That's like $10 a cup. All right, the beans are literally gathered from animal feces. Those of you who don't know, the purpose of feeding cats coffee beans is, I don't know, I guess the digestive tract does something to the coffee beans, gives it a nice poop taste. I don't know. All right. So someone over there at NPR tried two samples of Kopi Luwak from two different companies. He wasn't wild about the taste. Tim Carman, food writer at the Washington Post, did his own taste test a year earlier. He says it tasted like petrified dinosaur droppings steeped in bathtub water. Delicious. Andrew Shields, the Chinatown coffee barista, seems pleasantly surprised by the coffee. He says, I've never had anything like it. He used the words vegetably to describe fucking coffee. That sounds disgusting. A vegetable-based coffee. Tea-like and earthy. Earthy, I could understand. You know, if you're drinking poop coffee. All right. Is it worth it? He pondered. I guess because of the cost. He says, for me, not regularly. So why are people willing to pay so much for this stuff? Well, coffee beans are actually seeds found in the pit of cherry-sized fruits on the coffee plant. To arrive into our cups at Starbucks, the seeds are separated from the fruit's flesh, fermented, roasted, and ground in various and increasingly complex incarnations. The fermentation also happens naturally in the wild, like in an animal's digestive tract, for example. And the Asian palm civet? I don't know. It's some sort of a mammal. It's like a cat. Eats the ripest berries of a coffee plant. Through the process of digestion, the seed is separated from the fruit and fermented. Traditionally, the cats would go about their business and humans would collect the fermented droppings. When you see it in the wild, it looks like an O. Henry bar. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's a disgusting way of describing that, says coffee historian Mike Pendergrast. He's the author of Uncommon Grounds. Some coffee connoisseurs say that the natural process of fermentation leaves the final cup of coffee tasting much smoother and less acidic than other coffee. That doesn't necessarily explain the price tag, though. It's incredibly expensive because it's so rare, Pendergast explains, not because it's such a wonderful coffee. And it's not even as rare as it used to be. The problem, says Oliver Strand, another coffee connoisseur, is that it became so desired as a luxury good that they started caging the animals and feeding them coffee that isn't ripe. So now we've got subpar cat shit coffee. What is this world coming to? You can't even get, you know, you can't even get cat poop delicacy anymore. It's all mass-produced garbage. Next thing you know, Walmart's going to be selling it. Oh, look at this. Good value brand cat poop coffee. Ugh. All right, so there you go. Final story we have today, freaks. This is a short one, but involves a 67-foot-high, naked pregnant woman holding a sword with her belly fully exposed or something. I don't know what the hell this is. A controversial Damon Hirst statue of a 67-foot-high naked woman was unveiled in a seaside town yesterday. There's some concern, though. Not because of the content of the statue, what it looks like. They're worried that it's going to be pooped on by seagulls. The steel and bronze work named Verity has been loaned by Hirst to Lifracombe, Devon, where he has a home. But hotel boss Sue Dale says, I hope it doesn't become an eyesore with seagull and pigeon shit. It's a 67-foot statue of a pregnant naked woman with her tits hanging out, holding a sword. That's the eyesore. Who cares if it's fucking covered in bird poop? All right, there you go. Boy, it must have been a slow news day over there in Devon, in the UK. doesn't just happen here in the States. I mean, there's so much news to report. Like the debate yesterday, I watched a little bit of it. I am so annoyed with people. It was a town hall style debate between Mitt Romney and Obama, and they were going at, like, it was like a cat fight between two girls. They were, like, talking over each other, interrupting one another. They were circling one another. They were like, you know, if Obama was wearing a weave, Mitt Romney would have went right for it. Started tugging on it. Would have been posted on World Star Hip Hop in a matter of minutes. Those bitches were looking to fight. But my real problem was with the idiots in the audience who got to ask questions. First of all, most of their questions were so, like, standard. Like, there was the same type of questions that, you know, a news person would have asked. I'm more interested in, you know, if it's going to be a town hall type thing where people get to ask questions, why not mix it up a little? Have some fun questions in there. I mean, we have to sit through three of these debates. Let one of them be a little interesting, at least. And I get the people in the audience were nervous because they're not used to being on TV. But when your question is pretty much, what would you do to fix the economy? You don't need a piece of paper. Like, you don't need notes to read off of. Our next question comes from Marty McFly. He's a teenager from Hill Valley. He's got a question about the economy. Yes. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, this is the wrong paper. Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go. Mr. Romney, if you were elected president, what would you do to fix the economy? Well, first of all, that is a very good question. Thank you so much. I think we need to take a 5-point approach to fixing the economy. Quick, Scott! Marty! You gotta come with me! It's about your son! My son? Doc, I'm not even married! We gotta go into the future, Marty! The future! I'm sorry. Is this eating into my time? Because I believe I have another minute. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know. I don't know why Marty McFly was at the debates. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't have to. This is Distorted View Daily. It's my show. I do what I want. All right, there you go. That is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks are up to.
Hi, this message is for Kim Henson.
That's me. What's going on? She's so perky.
Hi, message is for Tim Henson. This is Joyce with Source One Medical.
Is this about a catheter?
And I'm calling on your catheter needs. Are you still on intermittent catheters?
Of course I am.
At Source One Medical, we are a catheter supplier, and also we can send you some samples.
All right. You know, if she sent me some samples, I wonder how long those catheters last. I'll just fucking wash them out. I heard that you could do that. Remember that one broad who was on the commercial? For some catheter company, said that she would just wash out her catheter and then reuse it, and then she'd get all sorts of, like, UTIs and stuff or something. I don't know. I mean, you could reuse catheters, but at what cost? You boil them, right?
Hey, Tim, it's Nard.
Hi, Nard.
I'm just catching up on the episodes, and that Sextastic Tuesday with Jesse Jackson and Rush Limbaugh. My dick gay whore.
Oh, you like that?
Well, I always thought Rush Limbaugh is kind of a bear, but I know he's an asshole.
God.
But that's pretty hot.
So Nard kind of thinks, he knows that Rush Limbaugh is an asshole, but he's still kind of hot.
Screwing.
I've never heard anyone speak up who thinks that Rush Limbaugh is hot.
Rush Limbaugh.
Interesting.
Thanks for the story, Tim.
Nard's attracted to Rush Limbaugh. You learn something new every day.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's DB listener Damon, I guess.
Is that your name? We don't know.
I've been listening to your show since middle school. I'm a year out of high school now. Yeah. And I just want to let you know that after all these years of hearing your voice 30 minutes of every day, I have begun taking up mannerisms exhibit, and it's poisonous.
And if I ever go away because this show ends, you guys are going to be sorry.
You're just wanted to tell you a little something that happened to me on a train ride. I was
got two cancellations to the sideshow today. I'm freaking out.
I was reading books on a
someone sign up, please. Put me out of my misery.
Quantum theory and relativity. And this black lady and this black man came up to me and were giving me shit, saying that it was, you know, ungodly and such and such. And I tried explaining to them, you know, how it was based in fact. And they told me that I was going to hell.
Well,
so I want to know what your opinion on that would be.
You probably are going to hell. I got to be honest with you. I'm too consumed with my own problems. I wasn't really listening to your voicemail. I was still stuck on that whole thing about two cancellations of the sideshow.
Sideshow member TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
The other day on your show, you were talking about Gordon from Gordon Radio, who used to bug the shit out of you on Elmy or something.
Yeah.
I remember back in 2006, I believe it was, Gordon and Jason from the Jason Show sort of teamed up to spam the message boards of Distorted View,
really?
And also spam the voicemail line, plugging their shit. Gordon had this podcast called Gordon Radio, and I actually listened to an episode of it back when he first started, and I wish I had it, but I don't think I do, and I don't think you can even find any of them, the episodes online anymore. But his show was literally like 30 minutes of him ranting about how for a week back in like 2002 or something, his show was more popular or downloaded or listened to than Distorted View on Tell
Me. That was never the case. And if it was, it was because he would call into his own extension and play it over and over. Like, you could easily scam the system. There's absolutely no way. I would bet anything that it's so stupid to even say this, that Gordon had more listeners than me. His show was comprised of just bitching about me. I was his show, pretty much. And he was, I think he's some blind guy or something. I don't know.
It was really, really sad
seeing
how fixated he was.
Yeah, I mean, he was obsessed with me. Jason was too, but to a lesser extent. Like, Jason finally started, like, doing his own shit. It was still awful. But, you know, at least he was off of me, like, trying to produce some actual content rather than just relying on, you know, his made-up fight with me. First of all, the fight is hilarious because he was in a fight with me, but I could fucking care less. You know what I mean? Like, I'd comment on it because it was funny, but he really, I mean, it had no effect on me whatsoever. Like, I didn't get any listeners from Jason because the only people listening to Gordon's show or Jason's show was from, like, people wanting to check, like, my listeners wanting to check him out. He had very few actual listeners.
About, you know, something that happened years and years ago. On a service that no longer exists and barely anyone remembers.
It was so insignificant. I mean, I did get quite a few listeners. I still have listeners to this day that followed me from Tell Me, so I'm very appreciative for the service. But really, it was going nowhere.
And
could you imagine listening to a radio show on a telephone?
I think it was because of that, or just because he was an asshole, that a couple of your freaks decided to give him a prank call.
Yes.
In which he said, "You are a stupid, yes, stupid son of a bitch."
Yeah.
And I remember both you and I.
Do I have that?
Got a real kick out of it.
Gordon.
So, yeah, I just wanted to share my memories of Gordon from Gordon Radio. I wonder whatever happened to that asshole.
I wish I had that.
Anyway, talk to you later.
That prank call, that was kind of funny. All right, and finally today, freaks.
Hey, Tim. Remember how you had that pageant chick thing, Honey Boo Boo?
Yep.
Well, my mom was watching some show the other day which had him on it, and they are fucking retarded.
Yes.
They talked about eating roadkill and making spaghetti sauce out of butter and ketchup.
Yes, I did see that clip, as a matter of fact. That's how she makes sketty. That's what she calls it, sketty. So what she does is she puts a stick or 12 of butter in a, like, Tupperware container, pops that in the microwave, and melts the butter. And that's the sauce. That's what goes on the spaghetti. It's like buttered noodles, basically. Butter noodles. But she also mixes... Oh, yeah, after she gets done microwaving the butter, she squeezes a bunch of ketchup into that dish and mixes the butter and ketchup together, and that's like the marinara sauce or something. I don't know. It sounds... disgusting, and apparently it tastes disgusting as well. There you go. That's a little bit from Honey Boo Boo Child. That show's on hiatus right now, right? But it was definitely picked up for a second season. It's like TLC's highest-rated program. I weep for our nation. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's a no-God.
All right, we're going to take this son of a bitch one more fucking time. And I mean, this is the last fucking time we're going to take it.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow. Rate us and review us on iTunes. If you are Sideshow freaks, I will be back tomorrow with an exclusive program. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday and the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
So good.